So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the halacha of asal lefroya chayvim miperish shvias. One is forbidden to pay his debt or workers with shemitah fruits because the pasuk states v'ha'isa shabbos ha'aretz lechem la'achla. La'achla v'loy l'schayra. Shemitah fruits may be used for consumption only, but not for business. The Gemara now proceeds with the following incident. The Beir Reb Yana yasvi peiri shvias ma'aniyim upar lehu b'shminas. Reb Yana's family members would borrow shemitah fruits from the poor before Zman Bir, and then the following year, the eighth year, they would repay the poor with regular fruits. When some questioned this practice before Reb Yechanan, he commented, Yos hein abdin, they're permitted to do so. And although regarding Khalifi shvias, chayli kedusha shvias, if a person trades produce of shemitah with regular fruits, the kedusha shvias transfers from the shemitah fruits to the regular fruits, nevertheless, what they are doing is permitted because, as Rashi explains, kiven da hishaita lo hava hanuch be'en, lav chalipin ninu. The kedusha is transferred from one to the other only if at the time of the chalipin both items are existent. While in our case, the kedusha does not transfer to the regular fruits because at the time of the chalipin, the original shemitah fruits were not existent anymore. And Reb Yechanan added the following statement, ukenegdon be'esnan mutter. This concept also applies to the iser esnan zayna. If a zayna is paid for this nus with a behemah, this behemah becomes forbidden to be used for a carbon. However, ukenegdon be'esnan mutter, the behemah becomes usr only if the payment was made at the time of this nus. But the behemah does not become usr if the payment was made before or after this nus. As the Brisa states, nosan lo v'achakach ba'alau, oi ba'alau v'achakach nosan lo esnan mutter. If the payment was made, and the znus was committed later, or vice versa, the znus was committed and the payment was made later, the behemah remains mutter because, as Rashi explains, kiven d'lav b'shas bi yavin nahala matana ba'almahu. Since he did not give her the behemah at the time of the znus, the behemah is considered merely a gift and not a chalipin for znus. The Gemara now elaborates on these two halachas. Nasan la v'achakach ba'alaha esnan mutter. The Gemara asks, l'chi ba'alaha lecha la iser esnan l'mafreya. If he gave her the behemah before the znus, the behemah ought to become usr later when the znus is committed because at the time of znus, the behemah becomes a chalipin for the znus retroactively. As Rashi explains, shar mitzchila menas bia nosnula, because the behemah was initially given as payment for znus. The Gemara explains that this is a case in which the boil stipulated to the zayin as follows. Lahavika beich ad shas bia v'mitztarach lech koni me'achshav. You should acquire the behemah only after the znus, but if you need it beforehand, you shall acquire it from now. And then, kishakadma v'akrivasai, she went ahead and brought the behemah for a carbon before this nus. And therefore the chalipin is not affected, because kishakalti v'akrivasai have the matan naschinam. Since she really acquired the behemah beforehand, it was considered a gift and not a chalipin for nus. However, the Gemara inquires, kadma v'akdishasa mahu, what is halacha before this nus? She only placed hektish on the behemah, but did she not yet sacrifice it? And the behemah was still alive at the time of his nus. Perhaps the behemah is mutter, because since amiras l'gvayik misras l'hadid, command that krivasi dami. If a person consecrates an item to hekdesh, the kinyan is effective immediately, just as if he had transferred the item to a hadid. Therefore, in this case, it is considered as if the behemah was already brought as a carbon. Or the behemah becomes asr because hashdamiya hakai ve'ise be'enei. The behemah was still existent at the time of his nus. Teku, this question remains unresolved. The Gemara proceeds with the second halacha. Ba'ala v'achakach nosan lo esnana mutter. If she received the behemah after this nus, the behemah is mutter. The Gemara questions this from the following brisa. Ba'ala v'achakach nosan lo afilu mekan ad sholeh shanim esnana osur. Even if she received the behemah 3 years after this nus, the behemah becomes osur. The Gemara answers loy kasha. Hada'ama hisba'ali b'tlezeh, hada'ama lo hisba'ali b'tlestam. The second brisa is a case of the amar hisba'ali li b'tlezeh. The boil specified a certain behemah as payment for this nus. Therefore, it's none the usr, and the chalipin was effective because she acquired the behemah retroactively from the time of his nus. Either through kinyan kesef, she provided her services to the boil, or through kinyan chatzer, the behemah was standing in her yard at the time of his nus. But even so, we consider this ba'alav v'achakach nosan la, and she did not acquire the behemah before this nus, because the shavi nahala poitiki. The boil places a lien on the behemah that if he does not pay her with money, only then does she get the behemah. While the first price is a case of the amalei bali b'tlestam, the boil stipulated behemah, but he did not specify which one. Therefore, it's none the mutter because she acquired the behemah only after this nus. The Gemara now returns to Reb Yana's halacha regarding chalifei shvias. The kedusha is transferred from one to the other only if at the time of the chalipin both items were existent. While in our case, the kedusha does not transfer to the regular fruits because at the time of the chalipin, the original shmita fruits were not existent anymore. And the Gemara questions this from the following brisa. Leimer adam lechamar v'lepayalav, lechu v'ichlu b'dinu zeh, tzu v'shasu b'dinu zeh, ve'ena cheshesh leimishem shvius ve'leimishem meisa ve'leimishem yayin esach. If a Baal HaBayis paid a dinner to his non-Jewish workers and told them to go buy food and drink, he does not need to be concerned that they might use his money to buy forbidden foods, and it will be considered as if he gave them forbidden foods, because as Rashi explains, Iulei safalu midi elapriti yavalu. He did not acquire these foods, but rather he paid them money through which they acquired the food. However, vim amalahem tzuva achlo bani pereya, tzuva shasov bani pereya, cheshesh mishum shviz, mishum maisa, mishum yayin nesach. The Baal HaBayis told them to go get food and drink, and he will pay the chemani, the storekeeper. He does need to be concerned that they might obtain forbidden foods, and it would be considered as if he gave them forbidden foods. And although later at the time of his payment to the storekeeper, these foods were no longer existent, nevertheless we say, ki kopara deme iser kopara. The chalipin was effective, and the Baal HaBayis acquires the forbidden food retroactively. And accordingly, the Gemara asks regarding Rabbi Yannai, ki kapar deme isru kapara. They were not permitted to repay with regular fruits in the following year because the chalipin was effective and the kedusha transfers to the regular fruits. The Gemara offers two answers. Either the Braisa refers to a kogan shehikdimli dinner, the Baal HaBayis prepaid a dinner to the chemani and therefore cheshesh mishum shviis because mid the Baal HaBayis ka'achli v'isur didehu, the Baal HaBayis acquired the forbidden foods because at the time of his payment the forbidden foods were still existent and the chalipin was effective. Accordingly, the Braisa must be amended from Tzu'uvani Pereya to Tzu'uvani Machashiv. I will deduct the cost from my prepayment. Or, the Braisa refers to Gurin Shenotl Manosin Biyad. The Baal HaBayis took the food from the Chemini and gave it to his workers, in which case he acquired the foods through Meshicha, not through his future payment. Accordingly, the Braisa must be amended from Tzu'u V'ichlu to instead Tzu'u V'ichlu, take the food and eat. However, in the case of Rabbi Yannai, they were permitted to repay with regular fruits in the following year because there was no prepayment and no meshicha, and the chalipin was not effective. Therefore, the kedusha did not transfer to the regular fruits.